97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the big dog hunt. Hello again, everybody. Joe Stasiak. We're live from Parks Casino in beautiful Ben Salem, Pennsylvania today. I'm here till 3 o'clock solo today. My man Rob Body is down with the Phillies covering spring training. We might talk some Phillies today. I'm not quite ready to get into them yet. But we got a plethora of topics to talk about today. I want to continue some of the talk we had last night. I was on with Devon from 8 to 10 and then solo 10 to 12. Flyers play the Sabres tonight, going for their ninth straight victory. They now hold the longest winning streak in the league since St. Louis lost last night. Eight games, eight straight wins, and they have the Sabres tonight at home. Sabres not a very good squad. Here's the thing with the Flyers, because they're about to be tested. We're going to see how good this team is in the next week and a half, because they play the Bruins on Tuesday night, the top team in the league. Then they're in Tampa Bay, the second-place team in the Metro, right behind the Bruins. Then they play Minnesota at home. Then they play the second-place Oilers in the Pacific Division. And then they play the Stanley Cup champs. Now, those games are at home, which is great, because the Flyers are 24-5-4 at home, but it's going to be a good gauge on where this team is right now. Because we talked about it last night, I asked, and I will ask again, what are your expectations now for the orange and black? To me, they have to get to the conference finals. I'd be disappointed if they did not get to the conference finals. I amend my statement last night. Last night I said I'd be okay winning a round and having a good show and going deep into the second round. Got to get to the conference finals. It's your time to shine. It's your time to step up. You got the right coach in place. You got the right mixture of vets and young kids. A lot of first-round picks. You have the goaltender, you have the backup goaltender, you have all the ingredients you need. You have the philosophy, you have the system. No excuses. No excuses. I don't want to see them take a powder like Tampa Bay did last year. That would be most devastating, considering how well this team is playing. I don't think this team will do that. I think it's too good. But again, in the next week and a half, they have the Bruins, the Lightning, the Oilers, and the Blues. And you sprinkle in a little Sabres, a little Wild, and there you have it. By the way, if you are a season ticket holder to the Flyers and Sixers, you've done very well for yourself this year. Because combined, the Flyers and Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center this year are 52-7-4. The four are the four overtime losses. You can attribute that to the Flyers. There's no overtime losses in basketball. But at home, the Flyers and Sixers together, 52-7-4. You got your money's worth. Boys can ball at home. Sixers only have two losses at home. Flyers only have five losses at home. One of the best home teams in the league. I want to know where you are with this Flyers. What would be a disappointment? How far do you need to see this team go to be satisfied? Now, once they get to the conference final, I'll never be satisfied taking, you know, an early exit before you get to the Holy Grail. It'll just hurt probably that much more that you got that far, because it is tough to win a couple rounds in the NHL. When you do that and you get to the conference finals, at that point, you're close. You know, I will never be content falling short of the goal. There's only one goal in sports. It's to win the title, to win the championship. If you believe in anything else, you have a loser mentality. It's winning the ring or it's not. And that's what you play for. So I don't expect them to win the cup this year. I expect them to win a couple rounds. I really do. I expect them to win a couple rounds this year. We're also going to be talking Eagles today. free agency, the legal tampering period approaches in 9 days on the 16th, and then the new calendar year and free agency opens for real on March 18th. We'll talk a little bit about what the Eagles could be doing, who they're eyeing up, who are the big name free agents out there they should target. We're going to take a look at how Howie has done in the past with free agents, as well as his draft picks, rounds 1 through 4, because it is a most important draft this year for Howie Roseman, 2020. 10 picks this year. That's as many as they've had in the last 2 years. First, a second, a third, 3 fours, 2 fives, and a 6. They do have some ammo because they're kind of in no man's land at 21 if they're looking for one of those top receivers. So they might have to do some finagling, and Howie Roseman's very aggressive GM. Not a great drafter, though. See, I'm a little concerned, and I'm not concerned that Joe Douglas is not here anymore. I didn't think they drafted well last year or the year before. So I don't know what the big hullabaloo is about Joe Douglas. I don't see what he did, what mark he left. Last time I checked, they got Dallas Goedert and Miles Sanders. Dallas Goedert is a semi-impact player. Miles Sanders was a very big impact player this past year. Other than that, nada. Squadouche. So I don't know what Howie's going to do or who he's going to be listening to this year, but this is a make-or-break draft for Howie Roseman. I know, I doubt Jeffrey Lurie, Mr. Lurie, will ever fire him, but I'd be putting him on notice if he has another bad draft. If he had another bad draft, that seat would be getting warm, in my opinion. He hit everything in 2017. Everything worked out for Howie Roseman in 2017. All the free agent signings: Chris Long, Nick Foles, Tim Jernigan, Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Clement, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Brooks. They all weren't 2017, but they were free agent signings, and it worked. And they won a championship, which is hard to do doing it through free agency and trades. They didn't really win it through their draft. They didn't really win it with homegrown talent. They got lucky. They tried to do that in 2012 with, remember, the dream team, as Vince Young put it? What a disaster that was. It didn't work in 2012. It worked in 2017. Hasn't worked since. They've still made the playoffs by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin. But that's a whole other story of how they made the playoffs. You can give a lot of credit to Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson, Nick Foles the previous year. But they criminally negligent in the wide receiver area. Same thing goes with the linebacker situation. They are a disaster at cornerback. Wide receivers, unbelievably awful. Don't know what they're going to do at safety. Malcolm Jenkins wants more money. Rodney McLeod's a free agent. Carson Wentz can't go from here to there without hurting something. To me, that's the most frustrating part of this team. Yes, they won a Super Bowl. I'm fine, but I don't care how you win a Super Bowl. I don't care if Nate Sudfeld came off the bench, or Reno Hightower came out of the locker room wearing the white shoes and led the team to a second-half comeback to win a Super Bowl. I don't care. They won a Super Bowl. But now it's time for the franchise quarterback to take over. And his numbers being okay, and I think he proved he was clutch this year, one of the questions I had before the season began. Remember, I wrote an article a long time ago, Andrew Saltrunas. I did a show with him. We dissected it, went up and down. I think a lot of people took it as me being negative. I was just openly questioning some elements of Carson Wentz's game. Does he have them? Does he not have those elements? I think he proved to me that he's a clutch quarterback. I thought he proved to me that he can play a full season. He did play full 16 games, but again, he didn't get through the first quarter of a playoff game. That's got to be frustrating for the organization. You know they're getting frustrated. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Of the teams, of the four teams right now, and we're talking about the Phillies' upcoming season and the Eagles' upcoming season, the Sixers' current season and the Flyers' current season, which team will advance the furthest in their respective sport, do you think? Will it be the Flyers? Will they go to the conference finals? Will they go to the cup finals? Will they win the cup? Will the Eagles get their act together? Make another run in one piece? What are the Sixers going to do? They're a mess to me, to be honest right now. They're a mess. And we don't know what's going on with Ben Simmons. And the Phillies are, you know, question mark. Nice job bringing in Bryce Harper. You know, got a little bit of, worked the fans into a frenzy, the media as well. He only equated to one more win than the year before. They need to allocate big bucks to starting pitching. I went over that a couple weeks ago. I went over the top 20, free agent signings in terms of expense. And in the top 10, there were six players who had championship rings. They were all starting pitchers. You had to get to number 13, Jose Altuve, to get to a position player with a big contract who actually won a World Series. And what's it tell you when Bryce Harper leaves the Nationals and they win a World Series? See, bringing in star position players doesn't necessarily equate to, you know, two more wins, four more wins, six more wins, eight more wins. They won one more game this past year than they did the year before. And he was okay at 260, 35 home runs. To me, that's not enough in this park. He should hit 35 home runs by accident. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. I want to know, what team do you think will advance the furthest of the four? And we're talking about the Eagles' upcoming season, the Phillies' upcoming season, and the current seasons that are right now with the 76ers and the Philadelphia Flyers. 610-632-0975. Let's go out to the phone lines. Joe on a cellular on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. How are you, Anthony?
How you doing, pal?
Great. I'd like to just kind of hit on the Flyers a little bit. I think what I'd like to talk about is I think how important Tuesday's win over Washington was for this team. The Capitals have to look at that loss to the Flyers as, you know, 15, 16 games left in the season. Flyers beat them and beat them handily. I think it sends a message to Washington, or they have to view it as looking at the Flyers and being a team that they seriously may have to contend with in the playoffs. And I think going back more long-term is the Flyers have had great success over Washington all season this year.
Yeah, the 3-0-1 against them. And they just won down there a few weeks ago previously, 7-2.
Right, and I think one thing Washington has to look at is the fact that they have not been able to rely on their best players to help them in any way to beat the Flyers. We've kept Ovechkin in check the entire season this year.
And that's not an easy thing to do.
Exactly. And I think if at some point the Capitals and Flyers meet the playoffs, I think the Capitals are going to look at this and say, you know what? This is a team that we know we've had no success against this year. And again, it's one season. But again, like I said, they haven't been able to rely on those best players. And I think the Flyers can look at it as, you know what? This is the Washington Capitals, one of the best teams in the league. But if we play our game, we can beat them because we've done it. And I think that just really bodes well for the Flyers going forward in this point of the season.
Yeah, they have all the confidence in the world. And again, the Caps are one of the odds-on favorites to win the Cup this year, to come back after taking a a bath to the Hurricanes in seven games last year in round two to come back and to win the whole thing.
Right. You know, and again, like I said, if the Flyers approach as, you know, we know we can beat them because we have, instead of coming in a little overconfident, which I think the team is not going to allow them to do, I think they can be very successful, you know, in a couple rounds of the playoffs this year.
You know, I do, too. Where do you expect them to end up?
This year, just because a lot of the younger players didn't have real experience with games this important this late in the year, it wouldn't surprise me for a conference championship, you know, to that round. But beyond that, you know, I'm not sure. But if they make it to the conference championship, I think, again, with the young kids on this team and their experience, I think it has to be looked at as a successful season.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phone call, Joe. I usually don't consider seasons successful if you fall short of the goal. Is it a successful season? Yeah, in theory, yes. If they make it two rounds and they're playing in round three, they're playing in late May, it would appear to be a successful season. But again, falling short of the ultimate goal, to me, I mean, I measure success, you know, show me your jewelry box. That's how I measure success. Everything else I could care less about, couldn't care less about. There are no moral victories. There are no great efforts. Be proud of this bunch, blah, 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 blah. You win or you do not. I have them going to the conference finals. I'm not saying I'm going to be happy if that's where they go and they end their season there. No, I expect more once they get there. But I expect them to win two rounds from what I've seen so far. I like what I've seen. I like the direction and I like the chemistry of the team. I like the coach. I like the fact that he holds everyone accountable. Remember he benched Jake Voracek earlier in the season and had some problems with G? He doesn't necessarily, you know, coddle his superstars. And I think the young guys see that, and I think they appreciate that, that everyone's held just as accountable as everyone else. And I think they like the attack system. I think they automatically bought into Alain Vigneault when he got here because of his track record. Came within one game of winning a Stanley Cup in 2011. Came within three games of winning a cup in 2014 with the Rangers, two different teams. And he's got this team turned around. Got to be something to it. I said it last night. I attribute this season and the success this season to the head coach. And I'll give some props to Chuck Fletcher as well for doing a few things. First of all, for bringing in the head coach. He deserves a lot of credit for that because he didn't wait till the season was over last year. They signed Vigneault like in the middle of the first round. They didn't wait. He targeted his guy, went out and signed him. You know, didn't want to see if John Cooper was available after they lost to the Blue Jackets or go after Joe Quenneville. Went after Alain Vigneault, and turned out to me, in my opinion, it was the right move. And it's paying big dividends. Not a coincidence that he's taken two teams to the finals, and he took this team, and this team was Drek last year. Again, in the Metro Division, Columbus, Carolina, Washington, they're 10-0-2 against those teams this year. The Flyers are. They were 0-10-2 against them last year. What's the big difference? What did they do? Tyler Pitlick? Kevin Hayes? You're going to tell me that those two acquisitions, Matt Niskanen, made that big of a difference? They're good players, the players I just mentioned, but they're tweaks. They're nice additions. But it's the coach that has turned this season around. And I want to know what your expectations are for this team right here, right now, on an 8-game winning streak. Should probably go to 9 tonight, and we'll see what happens on Tuesday when Boston comes to town. I have them. I would be disappointed if they did not make the conference finals. What say you? 610-632-0975. And which team of the four teams do you think will advance the furthest? If the Flyers get to the conference finals, that's more than the Sixers are going to get to. They're a disaster. They're not winning two rounds. They went 45 days in between winning games on the road. Championship teams don't do that. Besides, one of their stars, you know, can't walk from here to there without drinking a milkshake and getting hurt. And the other one has a lower back impingement, which no one knows what the deal is or the time frame for him is. And they might, who knows, if this goes on and it looks like the Sixers are fading fast, they might shut Ben Simmons down, say, no mas. Not worth risking it, considering this team has no shot. They're right now, Indiana has passed the Sixers. They have a tiebreaker. Sixers are now in sixth place in the East. They're in the Bay Area tonight to take on Steph Curry and the Warriors, winners of 14 games so far this year. How lucky are the Warriors? They have a dynasty. They win three championships. They lose probably their best player. He goes to Brooklyn. Klay Thompson rips up his knee. Steph Curry gets hurt. They're like the worst team in the league. They're going to have a top pick, and then they're going to have Klay Thompson come back healthy. Draymond Green will be healthy. Steph will be back in gear. I mean, they're just going to reload. They're just going to reload. Or they can use that as bait to attract another big, you know, we talk about the big three, the big four, another big piece to their lineup. Amazing stuff. The rich just keep getting richer. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Which team will advance the furthest of the four sports teams in Philadelphia? My money is on the Philadelphia Flyers. My money is on the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, how do you tell if the Eagles, I mean, I guess they would have to get to a conference final, and you would consider that a championship game, and you would put that on par with the Flyers going two rounds. That's fine. I don't think the Eagles will be quite there next year. Of course, we have to wait and see what shakes out. Free agency's right around the corner. The draft not much further along after that. Big offseason for the Eagles. Huge offseason for the Eagles. Give me a call. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm at Parks Casino in beautiful Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. We are coming right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stasiak in the house here at Parks Casino in beautiful downtown Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Sportsbook here is heating up a little bit. A lot of good college games on today. Of course, full slate of hockey games tonight, including the Flyers and the Sabres at the Wells Fargo Center again. The Sixers and Flyers combined 52-7-4 at home this year. Flyers 24-5-4 this year at home. Pretty impressive if you have home, season tickets to both. I really hope they wax Buffalo tonight because in break, a guy came up to me and said, in your professional opinion, who wins the Flyers-Sabres game tonight? And I said, Flyers win the game. He said, they kicked their ass, right? I said, absolutely. He obviously is now going to go over and lay tons of cake on the Flyers tonight. So I really hope they win and win big tonight. Yeah, not a professional handicapper. Don't even play one on the radio. But I do think they should win tonight. Sabres not a very good team. One game under 500. They got a big test coming up. They have the Bruins. They have the Lightning. They have Edmonton. They have the Blues in a week and a half period. Big tests. But I do agree with one of the callers called a little while ago and talked about the confidence level that the Flyers have knowing they can play with the Washington Capitals. Can play with them? They haven't lost to them this year. They've owned the Capitals. Smacked them around twice in the last 2 weeks in the Verizon Center. Held Ovi in check. And that team's loaded. John Carlson, Alexander Ovechkin, Nick Backstrom, Kuznetsov, TJ Oshie, Braden Holtby. That's a who's who of hockey elite. And the Flyers just waxed them twice. We shall see. We shall see. It's a hard-working bunch. Vigneault likes to keep the shift short, keep the team rested, doesn't over-practice them, likes to attack. So we shall see if he can take this team to the finals like he did the Canucks, like he did the Rangers. I sat down with him a couple weeks ago at the Flyers Carnival. He said, the only thing I'm missing from my resume is a ring. And he chose Philly. Thought it was a good spot for him, which was a gutsy move. They weren't overly talented, and they weren't very good at all last year. But he turned them into a very formidable team. Very formidable team. Let's go to Anthony in Lansdale. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing today?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to make a couple points. This team definitely has the talent to go all the way. I wanted the city and fans as a whole, who might just be jumping on the bandwagon now, to know that this is not a fluke. This isn't a fluke season. They're beating all the good teams. They're coaching from power play, penalty kill. Goaltending is there. Role players are stepping up. And when your role players are almost your better guys, not in the sense that the main veterans are not doing their job, but the role players are stepping up, and that is a huge reason why this team is the way it is. And it's definitely not a fluke. Ron Hextall put this team in a spot to do this with all the young players that have come up through the ranks, and there's no reason why this team cannot win the Stanley Cup this year.
That's a pretty bold move. That's a pretty bold prediction by you.
They might be good, but they need to beat this team, and they go out and they beat that team. Oh, no, they need to beat this team now. They go out and beat that team. Every excuse that, a fan might have to kind of be a little lenient on the team, they don't have them anymore. The team's good. All facets of the team are playing great, and they're rolling, and the city needs to get behind them. This isn't a fluke. Ron Hextall has a plan in place. He drafted. The young team is here. The young kids are here. Older veterans are here. Carter Hart is here. The right coaching staff is in place, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if you're looking for a cup formula, the Flyers have it.
Well, let's hope so, Anthony. I enjoy your enthusiasm, and I appreciate the phone call. I don't know if they have the talent right now to win a cup. It appears that you don't have to be overly talented to be one of the top teams in the league because the Flyers aren't overly talented. They're not. Claude Giroux, Sean Couturier, Jake Voracek, Travis Konecny are their top guns. And they're okay, but they're not... There's no David Pasternak's, there's no Alexander Ovechkin's, there's no Geno Malkin's on the team. I know you can point to the Blues. Unless you're a hockey fan, have you ever heard of David Perron? Ryan O'Reilly, only because he won the Conn Smythe Trophy last year. Braden Schenn, former Flyer. Jaden Schwartz. Alex Pietrangelo. Anybody? Tyler Bozak. Jordan Binnington. It can happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. But they're not overly talented. Whereas the Caps, I mentioned it, John Carlson, defenseman, leads the team in scoring. You got Ovi, you got Backstrom, you got Jacob Rana, Gino Kuznetsov, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, Braden Holtby. You know, the Bruins, David Pasternak, closing in on 50 goals. Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, David Krejci, the usual suspects, with a lot of speed. I'm just not so sure the Flyers are ready to make that jump. Now, the Blues did it without a superstar. I've always said you need to have one real standout sniper star type player, at least one. It helps to have two. The Penguins have two. Won them three cups. They had two when they won their first two cups in Lemieux and Jagr. You can win without having superstars, and the Blues are a great example of that. But it certainly helps. And in the playoffs, it's a different animal. It's a different beast. Everyone ups their level of play. It's a completely different season. Completely different season. It makes the regular season look like scrimmages. When you start getting into postseason hockey and you think back at the regular season, it makes it like feel like it was river hockey. You know, you throw all your sticks in the middle and then someone sorts them out and then you pick up teams and then you play and you have fun and you go home. But you play for keeps in the postseason, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's a different season. And it helps to have talent. The Flyers are a little bereft of talent. A little bereft. But it hasn't stopped them from winning 40 games so far. Good for 87 points, tied with the Caps. Hasn't stopped them. Let's go to Scotty in Barrington. My man, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scotty?
Man, Brother Joe, watching, working here at the facility, and again, I'll say I'm not going to pretend, you know, me and you go back a long way. You ain't never heard me talk about hockey, but what coach is doing and these guys are responding. Brother Joe, it kind of reminds me of the 2017 Eagles when everybody knows their role, if I may put it in that perspective. It's just amazing, man, and I'm enjoying it. And I got to say kudos to your buddy, Mr. Marcus Hayes. We literally talked for about a half an hour. Good man. And I just want to thank him, you know, for, you know, just take the time to talk to me, Brother Joe. And
Where'd you run into him?
I'm here at the practice facility where I work at.
And, Very nice. He's awesome. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and I mentioned you, he just smiled. But I told we go back a long way. I just left it as that, Brother Joe. But Brother Joe, real quick, I'm going to get going. I'm going to listen to Chance, man. Love you.
Too bad.
Respect you, man. What player do you think, the one player, does this world playoff push really rely on? I'll give you my answer, if I may. I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm going to say the goalie, Carter Hart. Brother Joe, listen to you, bro. Peace. God bless you, man. Smile.
You too, Scotty. You stole my answer. To me, it's Carter Hart, because you look at the talent at the top of this list. My second choice would have been Claude Giroux. He's the leader of this club. I know usually the leader is the captain's the guy who scores the most points. Usually, he's taking a back seat to Sean Couturier, Jake Voracek. Travis Konechny is really coming into his own. But, I mean, if you don't have goaltending, you got Squadoosh. You got Zip. And it looks like they finally have the goaltending. And there's precedent for, you know, a young guy, a 20, 21-year-old guy to win a cup. Matt Murray of the Penguins won two at 21 and 22 years of age. Jonathan Quick, his first time in the postseason, wins a cup. As an eighth seed, wins another one 2 years later. So, Scotty, if you are still listening, I agree. I think it's Carter Hart. He's got to be the great eraser, which all good goaltenders are. Good playoff goaltenders erase a lot of mistakes. You want to avoid mistakes, obviously, but when you do make mistakes, and mistakes will be made, especially with a lot of young guys on this team, you need your last line of defense to come up big and keep you in games and at times steal you a game or two. That's how you win championships. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. Which team will advance furthest in the postseason? Will it be the Flyers this year? The Sixers this year? The Eagles in the upcoming year? Or the Phillies as they get set to embark on another season, the inaugural season for manager Joe Girardi? Give me a call. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. Coming right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
All right, we are back. Joe Stasiak at Parks Casino in beautiful Bensalem, Pennsylvania. I'm here till 3 o'clock today. Getting it done with you, for you, about you. I'm also here tomorrow. I'm not here tomorrow. I'm in studio tomorrow, 12 to 4. We can talk about the things we didn't quite get to today. Right now, we've been hanging with the Flyers chat, as they have the longest winning streak in the league right now. 8 straight games, going for number 9 tonight against the Buffalo Sabres. Question I threw out there is which team will advance furthest in their respective sport? And that goes for the Eagles this coming season and the Phillies the upcoming season, the Sixers current season, and the Flyers current season. I'm not so sure it's not the Flyers. They're a top six team in the league. Top six team in the league, and they're playing like it. They're playing with their hair on fire. Eagles have so many holes. They've made it to 3 straight playoff appearances, which is impressive, considering all the injuries they've had. But this should be a make-or-break offseason for Howie Roseman. It won't be, because Mr. Lurie will never get rid of him. And I'm not calling for his job, but he's not great at drafting. And he's done some good things of late in free agency, but hasn't always been all that successful in free agency either. But you build your team through the draft, you tweak and make up for mistakes in your draft through free agency. You don't win championships to be a free agency. However, the Eagles did in 2017. All right, they got away with one. They got away with one with Chris Long and Nick Foles, Tim Jernigan, Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Clement, Alshon Jeffery, Brandon Brooks. Everything they touched that year worked. But, you know, don't count on that. They're in kind of no man's land at 21 with the 3 top receivers, the top guys, C.D. Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, and what's his name? The other guy from Alabama, Huggs. Those 3 guys. They're going to have to most likely move up to get one of them if they are targeting one of them. And they have the ammo to do it. They have a first, second, third round pick. They have 3 threes. Or 2 three. No. They have 3 fours, 2 fives, and a 6. I'm not sure how much they would have to go up. I've seen mock drafts where Huggs goes to the Jaguars right before the Eagles. And might only need to go up about 4 or 5 spots, which won't cost you a ton. But I think they should target the most elite receiver out there. Don't get cute. Don't get thrifty. You have your franchise quarterback. Get him the best help available. the best help available. Not just a guy that falls to you because it's a target-rich environment for wide receivers this year. Go get your guy. Go get the star. This team never drafts the star. They always get too cute. They draft guys you've never heard of. Well, best player available. Really? Was he? Because he hasn't lasted long. In fact, he lasted a year and he's out. You know, they've never taken the sexy pick, at least under Howie Roseman. I'll go through some of his drafts a little later and some of his free agent signings. He's gotten better. He was atrocious at one point. Atrocious. Question is, which team will advance furthest in the postseason in their respective sport? Flyers, Sixers, Eagles, or Phillies? Let's go to Ed in Elkins Park. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ed?
Hi, Joe. It's really easy. It'd be the Flyers number one because of the summer that Fletcher, the manager, general manager, had, which Elvin Brand did not have. He hit on every single one. It's like 2017 with the Eagles, getting a second-line center, two proven defensemen, you name it, he's got it. And plus they got the goalie, and they had a good core that had been there, you know, 3-4 years. But when you add all these acquisitions, it just takes them over the top. Eagles number two because you do got your franchise quarterback and just has to get some help. Phillies, I don't know. And the Sixers are last. I think the Sixers are going to become the New York Knicks of the next 20 years. Enjoy
no,
it.
Because that's no, what's they can't happen. Become
they
the
are going to be that bad as the New York Knicks have been, or the Sacramento Kings and whatever, because of that front office management. And what's his name say? He's not going to sell a team. There you go. That's why they're going to be so irrelevant, which is sort of funny because all this publicity the Sixers have gotten, and now you can't even hear any talk about them. And rightfully so. They deserve all this because they screwed it up. So, but the Flyers are really lined up to win the Cup.
What exactly did the Sixers screw up?
Horford gave too much money to the guy Tobias. They left out with Shake Milton, but he was good. He wasn't going to play unless Ben Simmons got hurt. The Sixers have been a disorganized front office since the ownership in 2011, I think it was. And you see this year it'll be first round and out. I couldn't be happier. They're just so arrogant. Raise ticket prices. Good luck on those ticket prices in that lower bowl for next year. But the Flyers are really Fletcher. But because you don't hear about the Flyers, and then you have to do your research and you see what kind of summer Fletcher had last year.
Yeah, he did do some good things. Listen, it starts with the head coach. He's the one who turned everything around.
Yeah, I didn't even mention you may got the best coach at hockey. Can't say the same thing for Brett Brown.
No, Brett Brown's got to go. I'm sorry. Yeah. He just has to go. They need a new direction. The Sixers are a mess.
I know they're a mess, and rightfully so. And the Flyers, unfortunately, let me ask you a question. I don't know if you can let me have on the air. Do you feel funny having to preempt the Sixers, the Flyers for the Sixers now? I mean, having to move them down a dial, it's so ironic.
Yeah, that's the contract. That's the deal.
I know, that's the contract, but it's just...
It seems weird.
If I was a Flyers, I'd be seeking a new, I hate to say it, new deal.
Well, there's not too many conflicts, so they still get plenty of airtime. Eddie, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Have a great day. Flyers get tons of airtime on 97.5 The Fanatic, and they will be on 97.5 The Fanatic. Actually, they might be down the dial a little bit because the Sixers are in Golden State tonight at 8:30, and that's the game that will be on 97.5 The Fanatic. So the Flyers, where maybe Josh Raybeck can help me out, where the Flyers will be heard tonight. 93.3 WMMR. He's right on the money. Josh Rabick behind the glass, folks. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to him. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. We're coming right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.